Hi there, I'm Natalie Silverstein. I'm an author, a speaker, a mom of two teens and one emerging adult, and a passionate advocate for family and youth service. While I was researching my second book, Simple Acts, The Busy Teen's Guide to Making a Difference, I learned about so many big-hearted tweens and teens who are volunteering, fundraising, starting nonprofits, and becoming social entrepreneurs and activists. I wanted to hear their stories, and I wanted to celebrate them and share them with the world so that everyone can be as inspired as I am. I hope that after listening to these short episodes, you'll go out into your community and share your light, your talents, gifts, and strengths to help others. Because the truth is, every person can make a big impact, one simple act at a time. On today's episode, you're going to meet not one, but three smart, thoughtful, ambitious teens, Charlie, Alexa, and Jack, who combine their considerable brain power and their big hearts to create a nonprofit that provides microfinancing loans to people in developing countries. As the logo for MyFi says, these micro loans make a macro impact. With a passion for finance, entrepreneurship, and social impact, these high school seniors prove that kind, purpose-driven teens will lead the way into a better future for all of us. Welcome back, everybody. I'm really excited to introduce you to not one, not two, but three really extraordinary teens today who started an organization that I think is super impactful, and I can't wait for you to hear about it. So I'm going to introduce Charlie, Jack, and Alexa. Well, I'm actually going to let them introduce themselves. Why don't you get started there, Charlie?
Hi, I'm Charlie Berger. Thank you so much for having us today. I'm a senior at Riverdale Country School.
Awesome. Alexa?
It's great to be here. It's so great to meet you, Natalie. My name's Alexa Moses, and I am a senior at Trinity School in New York City.
Awesome. And hey, Jack?
Hi, I'm Jack Davis. I'm also a senior at Riverdale Country School.
Nice. I just want to point out to our listeners that I'm speaking to these three seniors in December when people are waiting to hear back from colleges. So I'm super appreciative that they took some time and are willing to talk to me about this great organization, MyFi. So Charlie, why don't you kick it off? Tell us how this got started, what the inspiration was, where was the spark, where is the passion, and what is this all about?
Yeah, of course. So MyFi is a non-for-profit micro-lending organization that lends to aspiring entrepreneurs and fractured small business owners around the developing world. So I think that's really important because that's definitely what drew me to this work. When I was in seventh and sixth grade, I traveled to Haiti twice with my dad, and I got to witness firsthand the power that small business has in developing areas of the world. And so for me, I really wanted to do something as I grew older that was aligned with my passions, which are very much entrepreneurship, empowerment, leadership. And so I think that this lined up very nicely for me because it was my ability. It allowed me to remain connected with the community that I met in Haiti and also have a positive impact on their lives and use kind of unique privileges that have been given to me and have an impact on other people's lives.
Awesome. But how did this actually get started? So take us back. Is it a year or so? I think it's really not been that long, right, Alexa? Like, how did this all come together?
Right. So we started this organization 2 years ago. We each came from different places in our journey to get here. But ultimately, we all banded together over a love of social entrepreneurship and community impact. So how we started this organization is over the summer of our sophomore year, we spent a lot of time researching, having conversations, meeting with professionals in order to be the most informed as possible about what we are trying to do and really, really help the communities that we were aiming to serve in the way that they would best see fit. So how we did this was we looked at different organizations that were aligned with our values and views and how we wanted to work. And we really tried to synthesize those into how we best could see us moving into the future.
Awesome. Well, that sounds amazing. So Jack, how exactly do you identify organizations small business owners that might need a micro loan and might want to submit a grant application or a loan application? So how do you identify the communities, the individuals themselves?
That's an awesome question. So MyFi is really focused on working through different community centers and nonprofits in areas around the world. So it makes contacting these entrepreneurs a little bit easier because we can get into contact with people either in New York City who have contact with people around the world or just through friends and family and networking. So once we get into contact with these community centers, we share the mission of our organization. And then we ask them to almost refer us to people in their community who they trust and they see fit to receive a MyFi loan. So
that's awesome. And how big are these loans? Exactly how much money are we talking about here? So you say micro loans. I don't know if everybody understands what that means. So Charlie, exactly how much could someone ask you for? And what are the terms of the loan? Sort of how much time do they have to pay you back and that sort of thing?
Yeah, of course. So thus far, our loans have been between $500 and $1,000. And that's, I think, something that's really important to talk about, because I think as of now, that's kind of been our parameters for first loans. We're in our first kind of like loan pool right now. So if people were to successfully pay off their loans, we'd be very happy to see them come back and apply for a loan that's even a little bit larger, because we know that we can trust them and work with them. And in terms of how long the loans normally take to be repaid, something that was very important to us when we were founding the organization is that we would really put the power to the individuals who are taking out the loans from us. So each person who's a borrower from us, we have conversations with them via email and via their application forms to understand what terms they think is, I guess, the best for them to adhere to in terms of repaying their loan. And one thing that we found with a lot of bigger organizations is that they kind of lost that element of kind of person-to-person connection. And that's something that we want try to maintain no matter how large we got. So I guess each person that applies for a loan, we're happy to work with them and kind of get a better understanding of what their situation's like in their life, so we can put them in the best position possible to have a positive experience with taking out the first loan from us.
No, absolutely. You know, I think it's such an interesting and an amazing model, because if anyone's had any experience with a bank, you know, when you said, you know, sort of person to person and having this personal interaction and really getting to know the folks who are asking you for loans and what their stories are and you trusting them and them trusting you, this is just not most people's experience with commercial banking. And so I think that that's really special, because you're giving people this personal connection and this opportunity to grow their business. Alexa, where is the money coming from? So you're not talking about a ton of money here. I appreciate that. But exactly where have you done some fundraising? Like, where is the money coming from that you're giving out in these loans?
Right. So basically we get money from crowdfunding. So how we've done that in the past is we've had two large fundraisers, where the first one was we partnered with a school downtown in order to really raise money from the kids and the parents that were part of that event. And we oriented around a cardinal. So the kids would be having fun. They would be able to learn about the micro lending space and really growing their worldview, while also interacting with the parents and having them really interact with our mission and who we are and what we want to do, and sort of grow and raise money from that. And then the second one was, Charlie here is an avid bike rider. So he did a pay per mile, 50 mile bike ride, where he did a large bike ride and then came into the city, and we sort of joined him at the end. So people really excited to donate that way and support him and us through that.
That's awesome. You know, there's a chapter in my book that's basically like how to put the fun back in fundraising. You know, so having a carnival and doing it around a school where kids are going to just automatically want to participate anyway, but having it have some sort of mission or fundraising element, I think is really great. And I also think, you know, using a walkathon or a bike-a-thon, anything like that, I think people can really get behind that, right? So you're putting yourself out there, Charlie, you're riding a bike or whatever it is. I think that's a really nice way to raise money, because people understand that you're not just asking them for a check. You're saying, I'm going to do this thing. Can you support me in this effort? So I think that's amazing. And then, of course, as you give these loans out, presumably as people start to pay you back, right, you'll have money back in the bank that you can then give out again. Jack, tell us how many folks you've already lent to, if you have, to any, and how that's going, and if you see, you know, any potential for those being paid back anytime soon.
Absolutely. So MyFi has a total of 6 borrowers and counting at the moment. Our first loan was sent in March of this year. Like Alexa said, we began a couple years ago, but it was really getting that basis so then we could send out those first loans. We are expecting some loans to be repaid in, I believe, January of 2023. So it's coming up soon, and we're excited to keep growing and keep loaning to more individuals. Just one more point. We have borrowers in both Haiti and South Africa at the moment.
Oh, that's it. That's amazing. And are you looking to expand that to other countries? If someone said to you, you know, I know of someone in, you know, whatever country, is that something that you would explore?
Absolutely. That's one of our main responsibilities right now, is continuing to grow our network and getting in contact with more community centers and more nonprofit organizations. So we're always just looking for places that align with our values, and it doesn't necessarily matter where in the world they are.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I really love what you said about initially the community center approach, where you're going into a community and you're asking those folks who are established and who have the trust of the community, and you're asking them to refer people to you. And so as your reputation grows as a great place to get loans, I think that that will just kind of feed on itself, that word of mouth. But instead of just taking applications randomly from people who may or may not have the right intentions, I think working through the community centers is just a really, really smart approach. Charlie, have you learned any lessons in this process? Like, has anything surprised you guys? This is a, you know, it's a fairly complicated model. This is not an easy thing to put together. It's very impressive that you did your homework and you guys, you know, worked with adults and mentors and put this together in a way that is meaningful. Because again, $500 or $1,000 may not seem like a lot of money. It is a lot of money, but it may not seem like a ton. But to a small business owner in Haiti who's starting with nothing, it could mean the difference between being successful or not being successful, and then supporting their own community and their families and other folks. So have you learned anything in this process that you can share with us?
Absolutely. And I think I'd just like to bring it back to the title of the podcast, Celebrating Teen Change Makers. I think something that we've definitely noticed through networking with professionals and just different community centers is that people kind of want to understand what about three teens who are just, you know, hungry to get involved in making change, kind of what type of legitimacy we can offer to what we're doing. And I think the truth of the matter is as we mentioned before, we started this in our sophomore year and our first loan was sent out earlier this year. So we try to kind of show people through our dialogue with them that we really have taken the time to read up on experts in the field like Muhammad Yunus and study big lending organizations like Kiva to kind of go through the motions of really getting to understand the market that we're looking to impact. And so I think definitely it's been a process of being able to speak kind of knowledgeably about what we're doing. And I think we've gotten to that point very nicely. And through kind of our more recent conversations with professionals, Jack and I had a call recently, I think about 2 weeks ago, we were able to kind of just kind of trade off naturally based off of what question was asked, because we've had experience responding to different concerns that individuals have had over the course of starting the organization.
Wow. No, it's super impressive. I think two things. I have learned more and more through this podcast that, you know, it doesn't matter how old you are. If you're willing to put in the work and you have the heart for it, which you guys obviously do, you can make a meaningful impact. I would go so far as to suggest that even if only one of your loans was successful and helped a business start in a community that really needed it. And as we know, if someone can start a successful business, they not only feed their own family, but they sustain others in their family. And that's certainly true for women, especially. And I just think that you can make an impact even as a young person, a non-voting person in our society, a person who's perhaps only giving out $500, I think that there's just tremendous, tremendous potential here. And I am inspired every single time I have these conversations with folks like you. You know, this is a really much more complicated sort of organization that you've started. And are you a nonprofit just yet? Have you guys applied to become a 501c3? So if I just really loved what you're doing and wanted to make a donation, would I be able to do that, Alexa?
Yes, we have undergone the application process to become a 501c3 organization. We are currently under review by the IRS. However, we are incorporated already, so we're very excited about that.
No, and that will be important too, right? Because you want people to donate and to feel like the funds are going to be used for the purpose that you're saying they are. And people want to have a tax write-off. That's just, you know, that's just kind of the reality of the situation. Well, I think what you're doing is really incredible. I think that this can grow, and I'm sure you've thought about sustainability. You're all going to go off to college next year for sure. I hope that you'll think about continuing to do this work and maybe even training some younger folks to come up behind you who have similar interests who might be able to keep this going. But there's, I think the sky is kind of the limit. I think we've all learned that the way to solve really, really big problems is to break them down into smaller pieces. And that's really what you've done here. Well, Jack, can you tell us how people can learn more about the organization, your social media, your website? I think that this is super cool, and I think people are going to want to learn more about it and maybe become involved in their own communities, maybe fundraising for you guys or starting something similar.
Absolutely. The best way to reach us is on our website, and it is myfinyc.org. We also have an Instagram, which is myfinyc. Our emails are on there and any other form of contact. So please, if you're interested in our cause, reach out, ask any questions. We're always happy to respond.
Well, this is fantastic. Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciated this conversation. I learned so much. I'm wishing you the best of luck, both in your college process and especially with MyFi. I think what you're doing is awesome. So be well. Thanks so much and stay in touch with us, okay? Take care.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening. If you were inspired by what you heard today, please follow, rate, and review. These things really matter. And if you know a tween or a teen who is doing great things in his, her, or their community, send them my way. I'd love to meet them and share their stories with a world that could really use a dose of inspiration right about now. You can get in touch with me through my website, simpleactsguide.com. Until next time, remember to keep eyes, ears, hearts, and minds open to the needs of others, and always be kind.